both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
Halloween's coming alive at Target. Jackie and Gordy the Jack-O-Lanterns here with a front porch view of Target's Halloween deals, like Best House on the Block trick-or-treat candy starting at $5.99.
Sweet. Don't forget, can't wait to wear it costumes from $15.
Can't wait to see it. Oh, and decorating and pumpkin carving kits for $5.
That's how I got my big toothy grin.
This week only, trick-or-treat candy starts at $5.99, costumes from $15, and decorating and pumpkin carving kits for $5. Make your Halloween come alive at Target. Restrictions apply.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
You're listening to WRDN, 1430 AM, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM at Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Secretary of State Antony Blinken's in Israel. He met with Prime Minister Netanyahu and President Herzog. He again talked about the need for a ceasefire to free remaining hostages after the death of Hamas leader Yahya Sinwar.
I believe very much that the death of Sinwar does create an important opportunity to bring the hostages home, to bring the war to an end, and to ensure Israel's security.
It's 2 weeks from Election Day. Early voting numbers are showing Republicans doing better than in years past, with more registered Republicans voting early, cutting into Democratic margins in places like Nevada. Officials in Buncombe County, North Carolina, say they overcounted the number of deaths from Hurricane Helene by as many as 30 people. They had previously reported 72, but are now using the state tally of 42. Air taxis a step closer to reality after the FAA issued guidance for operation and training. This is ABC News. Federal aviation specialists have begun their probe into Sunday's fatal helicopter crash near downtown Houston.
Debris from the helicopter, from the crumpled tower and its guy wires, is scattered across a four-acre area alongside a residential neighborhood.
It's a pretty complex scene, so we're being meticulous in how we approach this.
Lead investigator Brian Rutt says the doomed aircraft was operating as an air tour flight, but was not required to have a flight data recorder.
But we are searching for other devices that contain data that we can use.
A child was among the four people on board who died. Their identities have not been released. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
It will be several months before a final report is issued on the crash. Tropical Storm Oscar continues to bring heavy rain and gusty winds to parts of the southern Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and the northern Caribbean. It's forecast to move away from the Bahamas into the Atlantic Ocean. There is still no threat from the system to the mainland United States or to Puerto Rico. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With Venture X, earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy and turn everyday purchases into extraordinary trips. Plus, receive premium travel benefits like access to over 1,300 airport lounges where you just check in and chill out. Open up a world of possibilities with Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
This is the story of the one. As a facility technician installing a new welding station, he knows getting the ventilation right is critical for safety. That's why when questions arise, there's Grainger. Grainger offers detailed technical product information online at his fingertips, so it's easy to find what he needs. Because when it comes to safety, having answers means he and his people can breathe a little easier. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Ted Ayling. Early in-person voting starts across Wisconsin today. The state Republican Party is urging voters to take advantage. Party Chair Brian Schimming says when he took over, he wanted to try different things, including early voting.
Because I think we had spent too many years going into Election Day, 100,000 votes down, and trying to make it up in 13 hours. And so I committed when I became chair, we're not going to do that. And if that means using every available tool on the books.
Schimming says the Wisconsin Republican Party was the first state party in the country to endorse early voting. Former President Barack Obama campaigns in Madison this afternoon on behalf of Democratic presidential candidate Vice President Kamala Harris. Obama will be joined by Harris's running mate, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz. Over the weekend in Las Vegas, Obama criticized former President Donald Trump's record on the economy.
I handed over to Donald Trump 75 straight months of job growth. And all he did with it was give a tax cut to the people who didn't need it, drove up the deficit in the process, and now he wants to do it all over again.
Following the Madison rally, Walz has a campaign event scheduled in Racine. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services wants to prevent childhood lead poisoning.
It's National Lead Poisoning Prevention Week, and DHS is highlighting methods to prevent and detect childhood lead exposure. Earlier this year, DHS issued updated lead testing recommendations calling for all children to be tested for exposure at ages 1 and 2. Children between 3 and 5 years old who have not been previously tested should also undergo screening for lead poisoning. Over the past decade, nearly 27,000 Wisconsin children under the age of 6 have been poisoned by lead. Visit the DHS website for more information. Sean Maloney, Wisconsin Radio Network.
You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Still unusually warm today with highs reaching those mid-70s. With the drought conditions and wind still whipping up a fire danger. Good news is we have chances for showers moving in this evening. But after midnight, winds shift out of the north and blast us. This will suppress our highs tomorrow to just the mid-50s. But it'll be sunny. Check out Alexandria, Minnesota. ExploreAlex.com. Currently, it's 69 degrees.
Hello and welcome in to AOA here today. Thanks for being with us for Agriculture of America. I'm your host, Jesse Allen. Got a great show lined up today, powered by our friends at Cenex. We're going to talk markets in just a moment with Don Rose from U.S. Commodities. In segment two, we'll have a conversation with Jackie Fatka from CoBank. Looking forward to getting Jackie back on the show, catching up on biofuels, farm input issues, and more. After the bottom of the hour in segment three, we're going to discuss tax issues with the new year on the horizon. The Corporate Transparency Act, that's another thing that folks need to keep in mind as well. Chad Hansen, president of Corporate Farmer Incorporated, going to join us for that conversation at segment three. And then at the end of the show, we'll catch up with RMA Administrator Marsha Bunger. They are providing some relief to producers affected by Hurricane Helene in the southeast. So we're going to learn more about that coming up in segment four of today's AOA. Powered by Cenex. Get the most out of your equipment. Cenex Premium Diesel provides today's high-tech engines with the power and precision it needs to get the job done. Visit your nearest Cenex store or go to Cenex.com for more information. Let's talk about what we're seeing in this market trade. Had a fairly decent day in row crops on Monday. Tuesday, looking like a little more green on the screen as well as we continue through the gut slot of harvest. Joining us now, Don Rose, U.S. Commodities in West Des Moines, Iowa. Don, good to have you back with us here on AOA. Hope you're doing well.
Yeah, good morning, Jesse. I hope you and all your readers or listeners are doing great also, Jesse.
Yeah, thank you very much. Doing good. Doing pretty good when I see a little bit of green in the grains here, as I know we've had a pretty big downturn, and you know, measured off the 100-day moving average, these grain markets are still in that bear territory, but getting a little positivity here early this week. What's driving some of that, Don?
Yeah, you know, I think when you look at it, it's that time of year where the end user, as harvest gets pushed along, gets, basically wrapping up in some areas on soybeans or and on corn moving along pretty fast. I guess the bottom line is the end user tries to gather the cash supplies that he can, you know, particularly on corn, we're under the break evens for a lot of producers. So, you know, if the producer doesn't want to sell, the end user says, I better buy it, you know, if we're at or below the cost of production, the farmer probably is going to lock this thing up. So I think that's the issue, Jesse, and can we earn the carries in the market? But our technical systems turned positive yesterday after being in a 10-day downtrend sell signal. So I think it's a technical market here floating around some big ranges, Jesse.
I wonder in the case of if you had to pick between corn and soybeans, these corn, November beans, what's maybe got a little more upside potential right now? I look at corn, for instance, and I feel a little more friendly there. Well, what do you think, Don?
Yeah, you know, most definitely. I think the corn, probably of all of them, wheat has the best fundamentals. Remember, you're at a 9-year low stocks to use ratio low. So fundamentals, if Russia takes the thumb off the selling, probably has the most upside with the dry conditions still here in the U.S. and around the world. But corn is the next one. Mexico has been underneath the market this week buying corn. Our neighbor, our largest buyer, they know that it's at a reasonable level. But, you bring up soybeans. Soybeans are the most negative, Jesse, but they can turn the most positive also, because remember, we've got it baked in the market that Brazil's going to raise 700 million bushels more soybeans than last year. We will see. When you have South America raising over 8 billion bushels of soybeans, if they get into a problem, you know, this fundamentals can turn around on you just like that. Remember, it's a La Nina year. You do have some of these respected meteorologists that believe that we're going to get into a dry drought in southern Brazil, Argentina, and that we're going to be in an 89-year drought cycle in the Midwest. Well, it feels like it right now. So I think what I'm saying is it's all about weather going forward. 80% of these markets, we believe, are weather. So you're coming up to the big one on the South America, Jesse.
And to that point, Don, thinking about soybean exports, you mentioned corn has been pretty strong. We've seen a few bean exports, too. And I've heard some rumors in the trade that China's been buying beans kind of split roughly in half between the U.S. and Brazilian origins here over the last week or so. I don't know if you've heard that as well. But to your point, I mean, kind of watching soybean exports and watching the weather play out, et cetera, that's going to probably underpin this market for several months.
Well, you know, it is. And China's both ways. You're right, because they're definitely afraid that if Trump gets elected, that these tariffs, I mean, we talk about it, he talks about it, are going to go into place and going to be rough on, their purchases just from a competitive standpoint. So they've been buying beans from the U.S. Mostly they're trying to hug South America just in case, but it looks like our demand from January forward, China's just basically out of the market, not interested in buying from us because they're not sure. You talk about export sales so far on this marketing year. We're up 23% versus last year on corn, 5% on soybeans, 17% on wheat. So we're at some lower levels, and the end user knows it, and he's trying to get covered, Jesse. So that's what happens this time of year. Once this harvest gets locked up, the end user comes after the upfront months, sees if he can get it away from the producer before he puts it in storage. So basis levels firm, spreads narrow up until you reach a level where the producer sells. So it may take time versus price, as we're well under the cost of production on some people on corn, Jesse.
I should ask you in the livestock trade as well, a bit of green on the screen in futures Tuesday. In the case of cattle, I know we got an on feed report at the end of the week. That's probably going to drive some positioning, I would guess. Your thoughts in cattle and then hogs too. This market's been somewhat robust with some good fundamental support here the last several sessions, it feels like, Don.
Well, you know, the cattle market, first of all, you know, it's what can you say? It's a cyclical bull market. We're trying to get high enough, long enough, so we get the cow-calf guy to retain some heifers, expand this herd. Meantime, at these price levels, the boxed beef keeps going up. The demand on exports really solid this last week, a huge 1,320 loads, and Packers making about $80 a head, so it's a win around the clock. The big issue on the cattle market at these levels, Jesse, anytime you can get a black swan, anytime you can get the demand slowing down by the consumer, and elections squarely ahead on all these markets are making them a bit nervous. But, you know, when you switch over to the hog market, it's, you know, it's a market that seasonally the cutout's going down this time of year, but it's going up. So remember, we had just huge amount of liquidation in China, in the U.S., and it looks like maybe they overdid it in China as the prices there are up over 40% versus a year ago. So support underneath the market there short-term right now, Jesse.
Don, good to talk with you as always. Thanks for being with us here and sharing some market knowledge today on AOA. We appreciate it.
You bet, Jesse. Hope you and all your listeners have a great day, great week. Thanks, Jesse. Goodbye.
Don Rose, U.S. Commodities. Learn more, uscommodities.com. Today's AOA, powered by Cenex Premium Lubricants. Go to your nearest Cenex store or cenex.com for more. Up next, we'll talk with Jackie Facka from CoBank here on AOA.
I was able to buy my first home using the VA Home Loan Guarantee without having to put down a down payment. I was able to graduate from college using the post 9/11 GI Bill debt-free. I was able to enroll in VA healthcare, and I know that VA is going to be there for me when I need it. My service was then, and my benefits are now.
Get what you earned. Visit choose.va.gov. Not all veterans are eligible for the type or amount of benefits mentioned here.
At CHS, we know what it takes to feed and fuel the world, to integrate a global ag and energy supply chain, to advocate for farmers in their fields and around the world, to build communities, invest in rural America, and empower rural economies. It takes courage, conviction, commitment. It takes the nation's leading farmer-owned cooperative. It takes a co-op. It takes CHS.
The United Soybean Board, your soy checkoff, is on a mission to deliver sustainable soy solutions to every life, every day, from food products to renewable fuels, tires, and beyond. For the next several weeks, tune into AOA on Thursday mornings for the Sustainable Soy Update series. We'll visit with farmers and industry experts to discuss soy checkoff investments focused on the sustainable production of U.S. soy and how this builds markets and profit opportunities for farmers. For more information, visit unitedsoybean.org.
Deeply indebted to them, and I'm sure they'll be friends and acquaintances for life.
Farm Rescue exists to shine a light on farm families during some of their darkest days. When an unexpected injury, illness, or natural disaster strikes, our volunteers and equipment are here to help free of charge. Farm Rescue is currently accepting applications for haying and harvest assistance. If you or someone you know could use our help, call 701-252-2017 or visit farmrescue.org today.
Healthcare your way. I'm nurse practitioner Nikki Gillis from Provisions Health of Durand. At Provisions Health, we provide convenient, affordable, and personalized healthcare services to individuals, families, and businesses in and around our community. From in-person or telehealth, simple acute care visits, DOT, and workplace physicals, and affordable lab testing services without a doctor's order, health and wellness is our priority. Visit Provisions Health, 309 3rd Avenue West, Durand, or online at provisions.health.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. And MLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Information America's farmers and ranchers need. AOA. Now, back to Jesse Allen.
And AOA continues today, powered by Cenex. Selecting the right grease is critical. Cenex premium greases will help your equipment achieve superior strength and performance. Power through the season. Cenex has what you need. Go to your nearest store or visit them online, cenex.com, for more information. Well, let's turn our attention to 45Z, sustainable aviation fuel, the biofuels industry in general, and more. Joining us for a conversation, pleased to welcome her back to the show, lead industry analyst for farm supply and biofuels with CoBank, Jackie Facka, is with us here today. Jackie, how are you? Welcome back to AOA.
Very well. Thanks so much for having the discussion this morning.
Absolutely. And kind of picking up where we left off the last couple of times we've talked, we've been following this whole 45Z situation and where the tax credit guidance is at or when it may show up. A lot of producers in the sustainable aviation fuel realm waiting on pins and needles here, really across the entire biofuels industry, waiting for this guidance to make certain decisions. And really, Jackie, the clock's ticking here. I mean, this is supposed to be out January 1. It's the end of October.
Yeah, lots of uncertainty. And, you know, as you mentioned, we've been talking about this. It feels like every time I'm back with you and still no guidance, nothing out from the Biden administration. You know, in August, I think everyone was hopeful we would have it in August. And, you know, now we're into October. And as we near the elections, I think greater uncertainty, you know. Within that, though, we are hearing some troubling things going on in the countryside, and that is the fact that we don't know what's coming January 1. And so as biodiesel producers are looking to purchase their feedstocks, they don't know if that blender's tax credit is going to be there today for, you know, what's the blender tax credit of today is going to be there, or if it will shift to the clean fuel production tax credit, this 45Z, come January 1. And that dollar tax credit's been around for about 20 years. And without some kind of safe harbor guidance that the Biden administration could put out, literally sales are stopping. There is not feedstock purchases are not occurring as we look to December and January. Those purchases are being made right now. And so literally the impact is being felt and very troublesome for these producers. And, you know, the elections, we're waiting to see on the elections. I think that is going to create another level of, you know, where we go from here, depending on who wins the election. I have heard that some of this delay is because USDA is trying to figure out how they accommodate those climate smart practices, how they account for those. And then, you know, also two elections. They don't want to give a win before the election. So maybe we'll see something after the elections, you know, in that kind of lame duck period. But again, we're feeling the impact right now because of inaction.
Yeah, politics always got to play a role in something here or there, it feels like. Well, and with all this in mind, a lot of uncertainty, yet some pieces of the industry are still kind of building out. We're seeing some government money, some loan guarantees from the Department of Energy have been released. I know we talked about the Gevo Net Zero One plant in South Dakota on the show last week a little bit, but there's some companies that are working on building out these facilities and continuing to move forward, even with a little bit of uncertainty right now.
Yeah. You know, the sustainable aviation fuel market and the renewable diesel market are both vying for some of these feedstocks and being able to shift maybe some of that RD production to SAF production. And when and I'll just give a shout out. I don't have it ready to link up today, but later this week, I'll have a paper out on this, you know, where we go in the industry and what we need to really build out the SAF market. But last week you mentioned Gevo received a, you know, nearly $1.5 billion loan guarantee to build their plant in South Dakota. Montana Renewables got about the same for an expansion for their facility to produce more SAF and renewable diesel, and they'll be one of the largest ones with, you know, almost 300 million gallons of SAF and RD capabilities. And then we saw some other great news last week, you know, a two-year supply agreement between Valero and Southwest Airlines to purchase some SAF for the Chicago Midway Airport. And this is part of a agreement with Diamond Green, and you know, they're using some of the tallow, and again, being able to create some of these market incentives, right? That's one of the big challenges with SAF, right? From the sense that we've got to have an airline come in and say, you know what, we definitely want X amount, because these plants need to have a guaranteed market for their fuel. And in, right now, that fuel is more expensive. So that airline has to be able to make that agreement, make that offtake agreement, promise that they're going to pay that amount to kind of get this industry rolling and moving.
We're talking with Jackie Fatka from CoBank here today on AOA. And Jackie, another note that I saw as well, I think about just the expansion of SAF and biofuels in general, renewable diesel you mentioned. I saw the stat, biofuels production capacity grew by 7% during 2023 and the start of this year. So it feels like that capacity out there is increasing really just across biofuels in general.
Yeah, and I would say, you know, within that number, the ethanol industry is been pretty level, but it's that renewable diesel that's really been able to push that number up. So biodiesel and ethanol has been pretty steady, but we're seeing that expansion in the renewable diesel and then, quote, other biofuels, which includes that SAF. And so again, you know, we've seen an expanded use of soy oil, especially in the renewable diesel. I think we hear a lot of consternation about UCO and tallow, but our soy oil has continued to increase because of the renewable diesel. So that's good for the market. There's, you know, continued expansion. Even more can be coming if we get those market incentives, that push and pull, that push from the government, from offtake agreements, from, you know, needing to have these lower emission fuels, which renewable diesel and SAF checks that box.
Yeah, there's a lot going on here, and there has been now for some time. I guess what would you tell producers as they're looking at all this chatter, hearing about all of this? We're waiting on the guidance, et cetera, et cetera. They're finishing harvest. They're going to be making decisions for next year, as you know, a lot of farm inputs are still very high priced compared to the price of commodities, et cetera. They're wondering if they're going to be able to grow some feedstocks for SAF or other things. I mean, put this all into perspective for us, I guess, Jackie. What do producers really need to just keep in mind and be on the lookout for here as we go through the end of the year?
You know, I think the biggest thing as they head into the year, you know, SAF is not a short-term fix. You know, I don't really anticipate there's going to be some localized opportunities for SAF for those who are near that South Dakota plant, right? Being able to track and verify the practices that you do, the actions that you do take on your farm. So that's going to be a big thing, is being able to have that data being able to be used for maybe helping with the auditing and tracking of the practices. You know, as we wait for this updated guidance for 45Z, the updated GREET model, what all those, you know, what does cover crop give you as a benefit? What does no-till give you? And being able to verify that is important. So farmers, you know, having those records to show that, you know, beginning to look at maybe some opportunities, working with your ag retailers. Are there opportunities to not only maybe have a premium opportunity, but how do you take a conservation practice that pays, not just from an environmental sense, but maybe you're saving on chemical usage, or you're reducing your fuel usage because you're doing no-till? You know, how are you able to evaluate that? So as the combines and tractors come to a close, you know, where can you find some savings, you know, from an economic standpoint that also have some environmental benefits too? And verifying that, I think, is going to be really important as we kind of look at this future opportunities for farmers to play in this space.
Yeah, no, that's a great point. And I think just to really reiterate, at the end of the day, looking at that bottom line and making some decisions that are not only going to benefit your operation, but could help you out in the long term in some of these areas for, as we're looking for demand in certain areas, I think is a big key here, Jackie.
And I think the other thing too, you know, some of these conservation practices, it really is beneficial to try it on a small plot or, you know, yep. a portion of your acres. And as you look into the next year, you know, it's hard in the current economic cycle to sometimes make those decisions. But if you can look at those ones that also provide that economic benefit as well as the environmental benefit, I think that's where we can maybe see some win, not just for maybe potential payments, but also how do we, save the farm, right? Make sure that we are economically viable as we go forward, as well as environmentally.
Absolutely. We'll look for that paper later this week on CoBank's Knowledge Exchange on their website, cobank.com. Jackie Bacca, always good to talk with you. Thanks for joining us on AOA today. Appreciate it.
Always a pleasure. Thanks so much.
AOA brought to you by Cenex Premium Diesel. We'll talk with Chad Hansen from Corporate Farmer next here on AOA.
Hey, I'm Reba McEntire. In life, you'll hear a lot of people tell you that you can do anything you want. I'm here to tell you that's true. Since I was a little girl, I dreamed of becoming a successful singer and entertainer. It took a lot of hard work, dedication, and perseverance to find my success, but it was worth it. I never gave up on my dreams. Remember, you can never have a dream come true until you've had a dream. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Air Force.
The landscape of media has changed, and people are more skeptical than ever about where they get their news and information. While major news outlets show decreasing credibility, your local farm radio station still shows strong marks. In a recent survey, farmers rated information from their farm broadcasters as almost twice as reliable as major news outlets. Farm radio continues to be transparent, honest, and trustworthy. This message brought to you by the National Association of Farm Broadcasting.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
Double-digit losses in the milk markets with this WRDN market update. I'm Brian Winnekins. At the Mercantile Exchange, November milk down 53 to 2036, December down 62 to 2046, January down 31 to 2021, and February down 32 at 1978. Live and feeder cattle markets mostly higher on the day, as box beef prices were mostly higher on the day. Also, some of the southern cash cattle contracts were a dollar higher, and that's helping to support the markets. Hog markets, meanwhile, moving mostly higher on the day again. Expectations of strengthening consumer and packer demand supported the market. October live cattle up $1 to $1.88. October feeder cattle up $1.92 to $2.49.50. December hogs up 57 cents to $78.85. Chicago Board of Trade, corn, soybeans, and wheat all mostly higher. Export demand with another 359,000 metric tons of corn being sold to Mexico supporting the markets. Strengthened some of the energy markets, also providing some support to the markets, along with a little bit of profit taking and short covering in the market. December corn up 6 3/4 to 416 1/4. November beans up 10 to 991. December wheat up 4 3/4 to 577. Minneapolis wheat December up 3 3/4 to 617 3/4.
Efficiency is critical for your farming or dairy operation, so extending the life of your equipment, walls, flooring, and machinery by adding plastic liners installed by Osseo Plastics and Supply only makes sense. Plastic liners wear longer than steel and they clean up fast. The call to Osseo Plastics will save you valuable downtime and lower repair costs for years to come. Make the smart choice and call Osseo Plastics and Supply. Have them help you become more efficient with your money and time with plastic liners and resurfaced equipment and flooring from Osseo Plastics and Supply.
Hi, I'm Treg Prenshinsky. I'm a husband, father, farmer, and contractor. Growing up in western Wisconsin, I was taught to be honest, work hard, and stay humble. I've taken these values with me to Madison, where I've rolled up my sleeves and worked to make life more affordable for Wisconsin families and to make sure our communities remain a great place to raise a family. I ask for your vote November 5th so I can finish the job that I started. Paid for by T.E. Pronchinsky for Assembly.
Keeping America's farmers and ranchers informed. AOA. Now back to Jesse Allen.
And AOA continues today, powered by Cenex. Long hours are the name of the game for farmers and ranchers. Cenex Premium Diesel will help to keep your trucks on the road. Go to your nearest Cenex store or visit Cenex.com. So let's talk about it. Joining us now for a conversation, pleased to welcome him back to the program, Chad Hansen, president of Corporate Farmer in Mason City, Iowa. Chad, good to talk with you again, my friend. How are you?
Haven't talked to you in a while, Jesse. It's always great to kind of get back in contact and hear how, you know, your life's going. And, you know, we used to see each other a lot. And so now that we're not quite as close, we have to take advantage of these opportunities when we can.
Absolutely. Yeah, I miss some of our chats we used to have when I worked in Mason City. And I know we got to see each other quite frequently. Not as much now that I'm not there anymore, but good to bring you back on the show here from time to time and get some knowledge from you that I think farmers and ranchers need to really think about. Tax season. This tax season feels a little different. A couple of things. I think first and foremost, the 2017 Tax Cuts and Jobs Act is set to expire, a contentious election in front of us, things like that. I mean, let's just start there. What are some things that producers are going to have to really keep in mind as they enter into this tax season, Chad?
Yeah, I mean, I would say honestly, the biggest question that I've had lately has just been with the sunset of the estate tax exemption. You know, there's been probably a little bit of pressure from, you know, some of the attorneys and estate planners out there about, you know, that sunset in 2026, as we see, you know, like in, for instance, this year, the estate tax exemption at about, you know, $13.61 million and, you know, that potentially falling back to somewhere around $6.8 to $7 million, that could pull, you know, definitely a lot of farm operations back into a situation where they need to reevaluate their estate plan to avoid or minimize estate taxes if, you know, something were to happen to, you know, either themselves or their spouse or you know, definitely, you know, kind of at least reevaluate, you know, what their plan's been in the past and kind of maybe think about making some changes that way. So that's been topic number one that we've seen people asking us about. But like you said, there's so many more changes that'll happen at the sunset of the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. You know, tax rates, for example, we'll see, you know, the top rate go from 39.6 back to 37%. You know, that's on the high end. And if you want to, you know, look at the low end, you know, we've got the 10% and then, you know, bumping up to 12%, that would go back to 15%. You know, so, you know, not huge increases, but, you know, when you're looking at prices, where they're at right now and you know, profitability on the farm at a premium, you know, taking another couple percent chunk out isn't going to help anybody at this point in time. You know, things like the standard deduction that we've seen kind of all rolled into one number. You know, for 24, that would be $29,200 for a married couple and $14,600 for a single individual. You know, we got rid of those personal exemptions and you know, child exemptions there that we all used to kind of try and calculate based on how many kids in the house and all that kind of stuff and just rolled it into one number. So, you know, it could be some significant changes that way. Also, I think we've kind of heard a lot of talk in the past about this SALT, the state tax deduction, limited to $10,000, and that wasn't adjusted for inflation like a lot of the other types of numbers are. And So you've seen states come enact different legislation to allow for higher deductibility for state income taxes, primarily the pass-through entity tax and refund credit, which is refundable, where if you had a partnership or an S corporation, maybe you pay, the state taxes through that entity so that you could deduct that on the entity return and kind of, I guess, circle around a little bit that $10,000 cap. So those are probably like some of the bigger things. But like on the farm specifically, I think one thing that comes up quite frequently is the bonus depreciation phase out. Section 179 is permanent, but when it comes to a building, we want to be able to write something like that off, a shop, as quickly as possible, and that doesn't qualify for Section 179. And so the bonus depreciation's been huge. That came in back with 9/11 and has kind of been renewed several times along the way. And a couple of years ago, that was at 100%, and it's taken a 20% step down each year until 2027, where it'll be back down to zero. So for 24, we're at 60% at this point in time. We're hopeful that would be something that would be renewed. There's been a fair amount of talk about doing that, but I think as we got nearer and nearer to this election, basically, I think both sides, Republicans and Democrats, kind of decided that let's put all the cards on the table and see what happens in November, and then maybe we don't need to look at a compromise situation. We can kind of just go with our policies and avoid having to give anything into the other side. So, like you said, kind of in the startup there, this election is going to be pretty important when it comes to the future, landscape of taxes. And so it's something that we're trying to keep an eye on. And I definitely think that when we find out here in a couple of weeks who the winner of that the elections are, we'll kind of have a better idea maybe on tax planning as far as what our expectations are for tax laws going forward.
We're talking with Chad Hansen, president of Corporate Farmer. And Chad, another issue that I want to ask you about that we do know needs to get done by the end of the year, that's the Corporate Transparency Act. And I saw a stat from the American Farm Bureau this morning that says less than 11% of the 230,000 farms required to register this under this anti-money laundering law by January 1st have done so. I mean, talk about this, the CTA. This is a big deal, and it affects, anyone basically with an LLC or above that, right, Jim? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so anybody with a, basically a separate entity outside of like a trust, needs to file this by the end of the year. Otherwise, there is some pretty significant penalties in place. Now, there's been, some talk, and I know places like you have tried to get the word out on this, and some bankers, us as tax professionals have tried to communicate it to our clients, but it's something that I still think that a lot of people aren't aware of, and there needs to be more publicized about this as we get closer and closer to the deadline. And there's been some heat in Washington from Congress to various entities that are in charge of this to kind of ramp up communication so that we can make this all happen. But I think as we get closer and closer and continue to see the numbers where they're at, I think it's more and more likely that this can gets kicked down the road, and maybe there's an extension. There's also a lot of court cases out there to try and get it overturned, because one thing that we've communicated to our clients is who wants their information out in another form or another avenue for the bad guys to go try and crack into. There's some good reasons, I think, why we're hopeful, and I think a lot of people You know, in our situation, are hopeful that this could all change and maybe even go away, whether it's through future legislation or, you know, these court battles that are going on. But at this point in time, it's something that needs to be done here pretty soon. And you know, so people should start, you know, giving it some heavy consideration. Definitely.
Yeah. Absolutely. Well, we're up against the clock here, but I think just to close this out, last 45 seconds, Chad, folks, if they got questions, they need to be talking to their tax professional, their lawyers, et cetera, and just making sure that with any of this, that they're well prepared here to close out the year and get into the upcoming tax season, right?
For sure. And I think we've seen situations completely change from, you know, pretty good profitability to, you know, situations where we're more concerned about cash flow and things like that. So it's not a time to kind of have an oopsie here at the end of the year and cost yourself more in taxes than you can afford, really.
Absolutely. And I know if folks have questions, they can reach out to you guys as well. CorporateFarmer.com for more information. You can find them easily on their website, phone numbers, and more, CorporateFarmer.com. Chad Hansen, president of Corporate Farmer, good to talk with you again. And we'll have to get you back on the show again soon as we get some more details and understanding of what we're looking at on the tax side, especially after the elections and moving forward. So for now, thanks for joining us on AOA today. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much, Jesse. Always good to see you.
Chad Hansen with Corporate Farmer joining us here on AOA today. Powered by Cenex, select the right grease. It's critical. Cenex premium greases will help your equipment achieve superior strength and performance. More at Cenex.com. Up next, we'll talk with RMA Administrator Marcia Bunger here on AOA.
As Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
At Jerry Bear & Sons, your Golden Harvest seed dealer, their best skill is knowing how to listen. Because once they understand your operation and goals, they can offer the right products to perform in your fields. From the Gold Series soybean and game-changing corn portfolios to expert insights, it's an answer to what they have heard from you. Get fall cash discounts when you order your Golden Harvest seeds now at Jerry Bear & Sons, just off Highway 25, Durant.
We all know what the 4-H pledge is. I pledge my head to clearer thinking, my heart to greater loyalty, my hands to larger service, and my health to better living. For my club, my community, my country, and my world. Big city folks might not get it, but Western Wisconsin does. I'm Rebecca Cook, and I grew up on a dairy farm that's been here for generations. I'm a proud 4-H alumni, and I'm running for Congress. Farms like my family's have been under siege for decades. Big Ag has driven so many of us out of business. And what's Congress done? Nothing. Derek Van Orden has gone Washington. He yells at workers, talks down to people, and acts like he's better than us. He's in Congress to serve himself, not Wisconsin. I'm running for Congress to serve you. I'll stand up to Democrats to fight for a secure border, support police, and stop the wasteful spending. I'm Rebecca Cook, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message because values of 4-H beat the values of Washington any day of the week. Paid for by Cook for Congress.
Until I wasn't, my hospital stay would have cost nearly $48,000, even with insurance. But with VA, I'll pay zero. And VA is the best, most affordable healthcare in America for veterans like me. Knowing that my family is waiting at home and a surprise medical bill isn't, that's good for my heart. My service was then, my benefits are now. Get what you earned. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for the type or amount of benefits mentioned here.
At CHS, we know what it takes to feed and fuel the world, to integrate a global ag and energy supply chain, to advocate for farmers in their fields and around the world, to build communities, invest in rural America, and empower rural economies. It takes courage, conviction, commitment, It takes the nation's leading farmer-owned cooperative. It takes a co-op. It takes CHS.
Sometimes life is wonderful, and sometimes it's not. Cherish the good, but always be prepared for life's challenges. At Private Healthcare, we provide the peace of mind you deserve. With Private Healthcare, you'll get the coverage you want and healthcare you need. If your employer doesn't supply healthcare coverage and you don't qualify for Medicare or Medicaid, you need to give us a call right now. Private Healthcare is private health insurance for ages 65 and under with medical, dental, vision, and even prescription coverage. When life comes at you unexpectedly, you need to be ready. And health insurance is your financial safety net. If you're looking for health coverage at the best price and your annual household income is $35,000 or more, give us a call at 800-760-9937. That's 800-760-9937. 800-760-9937.
When news happens in agriculture or when the markets are moving, we've got you covered as your trusted voice in agriculture. The team at the American Ag Network has the knowledge and experience to keep you informed on the issues impacting farmers and ranchers. We've got you covered on air, online, and on demand. Find the American Ag Network on your favorite social media platforms and also follow the American Ag Today podcast wherever you get your podcasts. We are the American Ag Network.
Make sure to subscribe to the Market Talk YouTube channel. You can watch our latest interviews with top market analysts in the country, find bonus content, and much more. It's easy. Just go to youtube.com/@MarketTalkAg and hit the subscribe button. Or you can search for Market Talk Ag on YouTube.
Get the latest bonus interviews, exclusive content, and more with the American Ag Today podcast. Just search for American Ag Today and give us a follow wherever you get your podcasts.
Information America's farmers and ranchers need. AOA. Now, back to Jesse Allen.
And welcome back to AOA, Agriculture of America. Jesse Allen back with you. Today's program powered by Cenex Premium Diesel and Premium Lubricants. Trust your local experts at your nearest Cenex store. They have the products that you need to keep your equipment on the go, especially during this busy harvest season. Trust your local experts. Go to Cenex.com for more. Well, USDA is making indemnity payments to producers impacted by Hurricane Helene. Of course, the immense devastation in the southeast and many folks being impacted here by this hurricane. Joining us to talk about it, Risk Management Agency Administrator Marcia Bunger is with us here today. Marcia, welcome back to the program. Hope you're doing well.
I am, and thank you for having me back. You know, my heart and prayers go out to those hit by all of these hurricanes, tropical storms, but I am so glad to be able to talk about a little bit about what crop insurance RMA has and what we've been doing in that partnership with AIPs and crop insurance agents.
Absolutely. Let's dive into this. I know there's a few different things that have triggered for payment. One of those is HIPWI, I know, the Hurricane Insurance Protection Wind Index. Maybe walk us through that. Talk about some of the different things that are available to producers who've been impacted by Hurricane Helene specifically, Marcia.
Thank you. Yes. So several months ago, you would have, as a farmer producer, purchased your underlying basic multi-peril policy. You would have also then had to have made the decision whether to add the additional endorsements called HIPWI Tropical Storm. So that's tied to your underlying policy. But with all of these devastating hurricanes and tropical storms, we have made millions of dollars in indemnity payments to those endorsements. Those endorsements are based upon area-wide county triggering happening. And what happens is that NOAA, who provides that third-party data, flows that into RMA, and then the policy provisions are looked at. And if counties trigger, we've announced those. And those payments are made without a loss adjuster coming to your place. So that was the beauty and the ease of this particular type of endorsement. If your county triggered, you should or already maybe have seen those indemnities come into your bank accounts. And it goes without saying that in addition to those indemnity losses that you've already maybe seen or will see, it's still important for you, the policyholder, to get a hold of your crop insurance agent and say, okay, I now would like to file a notice of loss on my underlying, my basic multi-peril policy. And that does require a loss adjuster to come out to your place, look at the damage, measure, appraise, those kinds of things. RMA has provided emergency loss provisions to companies to allow that time of notification to be extended beyond the 72-hour requirement. That's basically part of a typical filing of a notice of loss. But we recognize at RMA that there has been so much devastation, and it was so needed for everyone to be able to take care of family, property, those kinds of things first. So there has been a time allowance to get a hold of your agent and file that notice of loss, but don't forget that important step as well. So that'll be possibly a second indemnity that will come into your operation if it's lower than your typical guarantee on your policy. Now, in the last several weeks, we've also have been dealing with Asheville, North Carolina, and NOAA that provides the HIP-WEE tropical storm data. They were taken out. Their data was preserved, but they had employees that needed to also do the same things. They needed to take care of family and property first. So there was uncertainty when they would be able to provide that. So RMA looked at the provisions in the policy, and there was a caveat in there. And I, you know, bless whoever thought had the foresight to put this in there, that if for unknown circumstances that something would happen to NOAA out of Asheville, that it is allowed for us to look at other data sources with NOAA's permission. And so we were able to get that permission and use the hurricane data out of Miami, Florida. And we made that decision so that we could get payments out sooner than later. So with that, there is that second data source that we used after Helene. And it's possible that NOAA will trigger when we are able to visit with the folks at NOAA and have them share that data that they preserved, whether there will be additional counties that triggered. If there are counties that, according to their data, that didn't trigger, and we triggered it with the data out of Miami, we're not taking any counties off the table. We're leaving those counties on, and we will only add to the list of triggering counties if that's what NOAA's data reveal.
Well, of course, such a devastating situation that you alluded to. And I know the losses, we're still, figuring those out, tens of millions of dollars in losses here. And you made a great point that as folks are recovering, I think if they have questions about any of this, reaching out to their approved insurance providers, their local USDA office, et cetera, just make sure you ask questions if you have any related to this, correct?
Definitely. Thank you for reiterating that. So again, your crop insurance agent, the RMA local folks out of Valdosta, and then also the approved insurance provider that writes the underlying policies.
Marcia, any other thoughts you want to share with us on these indemnity payments to folks impacted by Hurricane Helene?
I don't think I have anything else to add. Just appreciate the opportunity to be able to provide as much education and information as possible as we recover from these devastating hurricanes and tropical storms. There is a website. USDA has a website with RMA information. So if you have that kind of access, I would encourage folks to go on and also explore what's there. We've already posted a lot of question and answers. So that might too also assist in helping folks understand and answer some of the questions they might have.
Well, that website, if you go to farmers.gov under the protection and recovery tab, there's a section for hurricanes and you can find more details there. Again, farmers.gov for more. With that, RMA Administrator Marcia Bunger. Marcia, thanks for being with us here today on AOA. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
And with that, we're out of time on AOA, powered by Cenex Premium Diesel and Premium Lubricants. Go to your nearest Cenex store or cenex.com for more information. We'll talk markets tomorrow with Naomi Bloom from Total Farm Marketing, and we'll talk with Iowa Secretary of Agriculture Mike Negg. All that and more tomorrow on AOA. I'm Jesse Allen. Have a great rest of your day.
my hospital stay would have cost $25,000. But with VA healthcare, it's free.
My education would have cost $42,000. But with VA benefits, my books, tuition, and housing are all covered.
The down payment for my home would have been $74,000. But with my VA home loan, my down payment was zero. My service was then. My benefits are now. Get what you earned. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for the type or amount of benefits mentioned here.
At CHS, we know what it takes to feed and fuel the world, to integrate a global ag and energy supply chain, to advocate for farmers in their fields and around the world, to build communities, invest in rural America, and empower rural economies. It takes courage, conviction, commitment. It takes the nation's leading farmer-owned cooperative. It takes a co-op. It takes CHS.
Everyone has a community to lean on. A neighborhood, school, kids' teams, where you worship, work, work out, or any other place or group where you choose to belong. Communities can provide support with...
With Progressive, you get more than savings. You get access to us through our mobile app, online chat, or by phone.
Oh, I see what you're doing here, Jamie. Giving me all these ways to stay in touch so I have no excuse not to. Well, you're in luck, because this guy's in the market for a new BFF.
Actually, all our customers can contact us this way.
Oh, yeah, no, I was just kidding.
But I am always up for Taco Pizza! Jinx!
Get help from Progressive through the website, app, chat, or phone. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
This is the story of the one. As a warehouse manager, her job is to transform chaos into clarity and to see patterns.